This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, groups and organizations and companies, big and small, are trying to figure out their relationship with Russia. Manufacturers, financials, consumer goods, and the arts as well. The soprano Anna Netrebko withdrew from upcoming performances with the Metropolitan Opera in New York the other day after she refused to distance herself from her past support of Vladimir Putin. A Russian donor has stepped down from the board of trustees at the Guggenheim Museum. So Marketplace's Kristen Schwab on the arts economy and the war now.
Nonprofits sometimes turn a blind eye to donors' backgrounds. If you don't ask questions, you don't have to deal with the answers. Patricia Illingworth researches philanthropy and ethics at Northeastern University.
The default position is the donation is good, the donor is good. And so what you don't get is much vetting at all.
But the conversation around vetting donors has been changing because of Jeffrey Epstein, the Sackler family, and now because of Russia. Because Illingworth says it's unethical for an arts organization to take tainted money, and doing so helps launder the donor's image or even justify their bad behavior.
Like if you've been on a diet, a rigorous diet, and, you know, then you all of a sudden, you know, eat a pint of chocolate ice cream, right? You sort of balance out your good with the bad.
Arts organizations also have to figure out how to handle Russian artists, who really have nothing to do with the war. Hemina Varela directs the Arts Management Program at American University. She says for decades, featuring Russian guest artists was a point of pride for ballet and opera companies in the U.S.
If an artist came from a country where repression, human rights abuses were common, the artist was separate from that, and the artists were welcomed.
Now institutions are grappling with whether they should cut ties with people who won't denounce the war and Putin. Thing is, very few artists are likely to do that. Art in Russia is heavily funded by the government, which means Putin is behind performers' paychecks. So going to jail isn't the only risk artists face if they denounce him.
It's social isolation. It's not being able to perform. It has enormous consequences.
A ballerina with the Bolshoi Ballet recently spoke out against the war, and Dutch National Ballet quickly hired her. But only the most prominent artists can do that. Amy Fullman, a cultural relations and policy consultant, says cutting ties with Russian artists isn't about punishing individuals. It's about damaging Russia's soft power and cutting off its access to the outside world.
They're going to feel that. Any closing door is going to have an effect.
Especially in a country where excellence in arts and sports is a great source of pride. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.